Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. I'm back with Brenda Titus, and we're going to do something very special. We're going to discuss something that any hypnotist can do that would probably increase both their success in life, success in their business, and make them a better hypnotist. And almost nobody does it. Well, there's some out there, there's some wise ones, but you probably haven't done it. So let me introduce Brenda Titus. Brenda Titus is a very optimistic, energetic, positive person who has come into this field with a kind of exuberance that is just amazing. And she is out to help the profession and help those in the profession, even from her first few weeks in the profession. So I'm very proud to have her to be one of our graduates, one of our hypnotists at the center. And educational-wise, she's previously done rape crisis intervention work before she came over to the Hypnosis Side of Life. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology. I almost said Scientology because I'm reading and sometimes my reader doesn't work so good. A bachelor's degree in sociology and a master's degree in criminology. How you doing, Brenda?
I am doing wonderful, Cal. Thank you so much for having me back. It's been a couple of months and I'm afraid I got a little rusty on a couple things. So I'm so thrilled to be here and to be able to share some exciting information today. Actually, part of the reason I wasn't here was because of today's topic, because I was out doing some sessions. That was kind of keeping me busy. But before we get to that, I want to introduce you all to Cal, because Cal is the reason that, well, that I'm here doing this at all. And so obviously I'm very thankful for that. But Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame and the profession, and not just because of the hundreds of training videos that he has produced so far. I think we're on like 380. For years and years, he's been putting out these free podcasts for everybody every week. And he's the hypnosis celebrity and authority because he has received almost every award and recognition in the profession. His books have also made him an authority on hypnosis and hypnotherapy. Obviously, for me, that was where I really began, especially with The Secret Language of Feelings. Cal has appeared on television and radio promoting the use of hypnosis as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, which has just impacted so many people that I have helped and seen and talked to over the last couple of years. And he's the authority on hypnosis that works. And believe me, today, when we talk about hypnosis that works, that's what we're talking about. He's the person that experts in the profession of hypnotism go to for guidance and his education and experience. And he's the trainer of some of the best in the profession. And I know that I myself am working towards being one of those, and I'm so thankful to have met so many people walking through this center who really are looking to be the future of this profession, this wonderful profession. Cal's a teacher, he's out there speaking and writing, seeing clients and making public appearances, and he's just been such a wonderful influence in my life over the last couple of years, especially, just in coming into this profession and supporting me in learning 5th Path and 7th Path, and just all of the things that he does for all of the people who are coming through this profession, learning and developing this profession into the great thing that it is. So I'm so thankful to be here today and to be able to be here to help everybody learn some things today.
Well, Brenda, I'm really thankful for that and for you too as well. I mean, we just finished up the Week of Power. It was amazing. We had students here on site, and we also had 4 students off site over the internet, 1 in Canada, 2 in Sweden, another one in the United States, Washington. In fact, that was Erica Flint. You guys know her because she's another co-host. She was the first time to go through the live course because she was originally certified via the 5 Path 2.0 videos. And, you know, Brenda and Karen Han, who's going to be a new certified trainer, we're both going around along with Maureen and supervising practice. And I'm working on a podcast just for trainers, so that trainers can pick up their game and have the kind of success that we have. I mean, we graduate people who are true believers, competent and confident hypnotists, and I realize not everybody can come and see me, so I'm going to do a podcast for the trainers out there so that you can do a better job. All right, Brenda, what are we doing today?
All right, well, I am calling this series, Taking Your Hypnosis Practice to the Next Level by becoming a client. And, you know, kind of a little bit of background, actually, last summer, I was at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, such an incredible opportunity to learn and meet people. And I met another hypnotherapist there, a five pather, Stephanie Green, and we developed a relationship together. And so as I started realizing, you know, it was time for me to take my business to the next level and my skills, I needed to get out of my own way a little bit. And so she and I talked and I decided that I wanted to do some sessions. And so I learned so much from that experience and it's really helped me become a better hypnotist. And so part of my desire is to be able to share those things with everybody out there so that you guys can all advance the profession and get really help your clients. And so I have some great things. So I wanted to start, and today we're going to talk about why would a trained hypnotist, a professional hypnotist, an experienced hypnotist, why would they even want to go and get sessions? And how would we go about doing that? Then we're going to spend a couple of podcast episodes talking about the value of actually experiencing some of these different processes for themselves. And then we're going to wrap it up, round everything out with whether it worked or not. And I can give you a preview. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't amazed and in awe of this incredible process. So today's topic, like I said, we're going to start with why would a trained hypnotist go out and get sessions for themselves and how? And so, Cal, I wanted to actually start by asking you what you think about this topic and also to ask, have you gone through Five Path and experienced it for yourself?
You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that, like, in some schools of conventional psychotherapy, like, particularly, like, really conventional forms of psychotherapy, like Freudian analytic, they're required to go through psychoanalysis for some period of time. I don't really know what it is, probably like a year or two, or may even have to have it ongoing so that they can experience that point of view and also clear out some of their baggage that they might be projecting onto their clients or patients or that kind of thing. So I think that it's a good idea. You know, here's the harsh truth. The harsh truth is, if let's say you took a class and there's other people that went through the certification course and they're off and having a successful practice. You know, they do the things that they need to do to get organized, to market and set up their business and see clients and do good enough work to where you get referrals, and you're not, then guess what? It's not the teacher's fault. It's not the material's fault. And it's not even really your fault per se, but you might have some kind of psychological bump in the road that you're not even consciously aware of that's keeping you from kicking it into gear and getting it done. So I'm totally, completely in behind this idea, or we wouldn't do the podcast, on that being a way to kick your hypnosis practice into gear. Now, I've never had Five Path done on me. I happen to be very intense and very disciplined, and particularly, so that's one reason why I didn't need it. But the other reason is Seven Path self-hypnosis. Seven Path self-hypnosis, if you will really do it, if you're disciplined enough to do it every day. And I happen to be one of those people who is disciplined enough to do it every day. It does everything that Five Path or any kind of hypnotherapy would do. So I went through my clearing process with Seventh Path. Now, of course, a lot of people who watch these videos, they don't have access to Seven Path or a Seven Path teacher, which is like a mind, body, spirit hypnosis that is insight driven. And so it's really as powerful and perhaps even more powerful, if you'll actually do it, than going through Five Path. But so there's two ways to get your stuff cleared out, get yourself highly motivated, get yourself clear, get yourself so you're not projecting onto your clients your issues, so that you can be with the process instead of resonating with their stuff and getting upset yourself and that kind of thing. And that is Five Path and Seven Path. What do you think of that, Brenda?
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you started exactly where I wanted to go, which is, you know what, doing self-hypnosis, especially Seventh Path, which many of us who are trained through the Banyan Hypnosis Center, we are Seventh Path practitioners. And that actually did an enormous job in really helping me, as well as so many people that I see. Oh my gosh, the people that I see come through here and just the changes and shifts that they make as they're learning it. I definitely agree. And it's a huge way to really work through those things. I definitely felt that I need a couple of boosts. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about some other whys. Why would you want to go and do this for yourself? Obviously, we talked about dealing with those emotional baggage blocks kinds of things. They don't necessarily have to be big, they don't have to be necessarily big, personal life issues and things like that. Blockages to financial success, blockages to maybe issues about work or owning your own business. There's always at the convention different sessions where we're talking about, all right, you are in private practice for yourself. How does that make you feel? And, the reality is for me, that was like a no, that's not what I want in my life until now, some people that I talk to, they still, even after going through training and all of the experiences they have, they still have a little bit of a feeling of, I'm not so sure about this hypnosis business. And so for them, that would be a really great opportunity to really have sessions and really understand it from the inside out and experience it for themselves. And the truth is additionally, actually, for weight loss, that would be a really great other why would I want to go as a professional to go get sessions would be weight loss, because you have an immediate buy-in with your clients if they realize, if they can look at you and see what you've been able to do for yourself, either through weight loss or weight management through hypnosis. That's going to be an incredible boost to your practice and being able to show people, look, I can do it, so can you. Now, the next part of why that I want to talk about is, of course, that by going through sessions for yourself, you're learning the process better just by experiencing it for yourself. Now, Cal is my trainer, so I've got his voice in my brain a lot because I'm utilizing his technique. I learned it from him. I work here in the center where I see him and talk to him, and I listen to the podcast all the time. I listen to all of the different training materials and everything, but for me it was a really great opportunity to experience sessions with someone else just to get another voice, another opportunity to see, how it all really comes into play together. So it was kind of like bonus instruction, actually, to see someone, to experience somebody else and their technique utilizing Five Path, or even, like I said, just a different voice kind of voice in my head, aside from mine and now Cal's as well. The next part is really understanding what it's like to be a client, to really understand what clients are experiencing when they come and see you, so that you have that compassion for what they're experiencing, or even just to understand when they come in and they're frustrated, to be able to say, it's a process. Every week we're doing something, we're getting a little bit further down the line. To experience that for yourself helps you feel a lot more genuine when you're explaining to your clients that it's a process, and sometimes it's going to get harder before it gets better, because you'll have really experienced that for yourself. And the reality is, Cal and I talk about this all the time, so that you can become a true believer, because when we truly believe in this profession, we are going to be able to make it that much of a better profession by really being out there and speaking out about it and speaking from our own experiences as well. And I did ask some other Five Pathers about that experience, and that was very much what I got from other people, was that feeling of understanding the process better, understanding what our clients are going through, and quite frankly, getting out of our own way in terms of, really understanding the difference, with being a professional as opposed to being our client's friend, or, being a brought into their situation, really understanding that process from a new level. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Well, I totally agree. I think one of the most important things is, I think, like we just did the Week of Power class, which is advanced. Everyone that's there has been certified somewhere else. And one of the, besides skills that they learned, was this new degree of confidence, and a big part of it came from being a true believer. And when you are a true believer, you're going to have confidence in hypnosis, you have confidence in your ability to do hypnosis, and when you make personal change, for example, if you're a smoker, use hypnosis to stop smoking. If you're overweight, and after we get into your business and people look at you and say, gosh, how could you help me? You're so overweight. I know I've felt that way about doctors. I've gone in to see my doctor and the doctor's obese, or the person is on TV doctor and he's obese, and I'm thinking, who is this person to be telling me about health? So go find somebody that you can really trust. And by the way, if you're looking for a five pather, one of the best places to start is to go to this website, hypnosis-directory.com. We have an association for five-path hypnotherapists. Everyone that's active in that association has the ability to be listed on that website, and most of them do, I think, and so you can get in contact, find one near you. So that's it. How are we doing? I think we got to wrap it up.
Excellent. And that was exactly how I wanted to finish this up, was actually, get out there and find somebody. If you don't know somebody, look on that hypnosis directory, or, this summer, make some friends that can be colleagues that you can feel comfortable and that you can trust when you go to the convention or when you go through training. Develop those collaborations. But the other part that I really want to, as we're wrapping things up, really focus on is that it's important that when you go through your sessions that you're invested, whether that means, you're paying for sessions or you're trading for sessions. If you're trading, you got to make a trade. You got to, if you're paying, you got to pay what that person, what their rate is. If you're trading, you've got to make a reasonable, trading with sessions. You can develop relationships with other hypnotists and really invest your time and your effort and financially as well to have these sessions, and it will pay off for you. It will pay off for you in advancing your skills and advancing your confidence and advancing your belief in this process. And I say that coming to you from the perspective of being a true believer, as I said, as a preview to the final episode that we'll be doing in this series. So I look forward to continuing to talk about this. And so please keep an eye out for the next episode as we continue this process.
All right, Tio. Hey, everyone. Guess what? NGH convention's coming up. You just got to start thinking about that. You need to start making your hotel reservations if you haven't already. Get your flight set up so you can get a good price on it. I've confirmed with the National League of Hypnotists, I'm going to do, for the very first time, a two-day post-convention age regression, hypnotic age regression certification course. Now, those of you that are like NGH certified or certified through other organizations, they typically, in their normal certification course, do not teach you about age regression. The stand on the National Guild is that if you want to do age regression, you need to go get additional training. So guess what? I'm going to do a two-day course, and you're going to be doing some age regression work practice in the course. You're going to be learning about the basics, intermediate, and advanced techniques. You will learn stuff that people who've been doing age regression for 10 years, 20 years, don't know how to do. Stuff that only the five-pathers know. So we're going to, and you don't have to be a five-pather. Anyone who's interested in age regression can do that. I'm also going to be doing some other talks, and guess what? I just got confirmation from the National Guild of Hypnotists. Erica Flint is going to be doing a talk at the National Guild of Hypnotists on what? Guess what? Marketing on the internet for hypnotists. I think that's a great idea. Okay. We went over time as usual. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.